This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's who I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask the Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver, because I bet he has an opinion on this. Maybe he's always given us good life advice.
I bet he does.
Danon Hughes, thank you for joining us. And how do you feel about the song September? Does it change the day?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. Earth, Wind, and Fire, you can't go wrong with. Earth, Wind, and Fire, you can't go wrong with Stevie Wonder. You can't go this. I mean, we could have a whole, not just a segment, we can have a whole show on uplifting music and, you know, how it can change your day. So I've been one of those guys that have pushed repeat. On many occasions, on one drive, driving up to Iowa or driving over to St. Louis for work or anything like that, there's been many times in my life where I've pressed repeat and felt like I've listened to the same song for 2 hours straight. It just gets you in the zone. So, yeah, that's the power of music. I do agree.
See, absolutely. I told you, Danon Hughes is a smart guy. He's a very smart guy. You should listen to what he has to say.
Well, I hate to be Debbie Downer. I'm accused of being Debbie Downer. I know. But maybe
So how was everybody's New Year's?
Hey! Happy New Year, Danon.
Yes, Happy New Year. How was everyone's New Year's? Everything went well? New Year?
Yeah.
Good.
It was great. Well, okay, I'll get it out of the
way. How was the weather? The weather was good, right? For New Year's, right?
Well, we thought it was cloudy outside, but then the window washers showed up, and we found out that it was just the windows.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, sun.
I hate when that happens. Yeah.
No. You gotta love it. Hey, did you do anything fun for New Year's before Amy rains on your parade?
Keep going.
Yeah, so New Year's was definitely special. We actually relaxed. I did not make it till midnight, but I did wake up right at midnight and got a chance to wake up, kiss my bride, and go right back to sleep. So those days of putting in the long hours on New Year's Eve are way behind us, I guess, and we just kind of were couch potatoes and chilled out at home for New Year's. So that was good.
Man, we were talking mental health last hour with the American Psychiatric Association Foundation's executive director, and we found out sleep is important. So you you are putting priorities where they need to be, man.
When you were a wide receiver playing in the NFL, did you guys go out and have some good New Year's Eve parties, or did you have to keep your act together?
Well, it depends on what day of the week.
Yeah.
Remember, we're creatures of habit. We're routine-oriented. So, you know, you play on Sunday. Monday was a hangout day. Tuesday was your day off, so you got to recover from hanging out. Wednesday was a grind day. Thursday's a grind day for practice. Friday is not so much of a grind day, but there is practice, but it's half day. And then you usually go out on a Friday night with your group mates, whether it's wide receivers going to dinner or the offense going out or meeting at some bar or something like that. Saturdays, you would shut it down because you'd either be traveling or it's the day before the game. So you'd probably be spending more time with your family that's in town for games, et cetera, and then you play on Sunday again. So that's, I would say, the Mondays and the Fridays were usually the days where you kind of, you know, let your hair down a little bit, exhaled, and enjoyed social life.
Because you could get anywhere. You played for the Chiefs. Because I have some friends who did not play NFL football, but they're all really big. It's like these four guys that are like 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and whenever they wanted to get into a club, they would just tell the bouncer that they were the offensive line for the Tennessee Titans. Who are you to judge? I mean, these guys were 6'6", and they would get into any club, so you didn't have any trouble going to where you wanted to go.
Amy, did you just say 6'7"?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You did. Yes,
I
you did
not say 6-7.
Yes, you did.
I can see him doing his hands right now.
Yeah, doing the hand thing right
now.
Yeah,
I see it. I feel it through the radio speakers.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, I got to ask you, because we're in uncharted territory, if you're a Chiefs fan.
So Christmas was good, too. I mean, yeah. How
do you cope, man, with sitting here
denial,
and going,
obviously,
hey,
denial.
We're in January and Travis Kelce is considering about, you know, do I keep playing football? Am I going to go be a cap man with my billionaire girlfriend, which I would do if I was him. Why not? It's funny when you're a future Hall of Famer who has millions of dollars and your money is basically going to be a vacation fund because you don't need it to live on because your girlfriend's a billionaire. How do you deal with post season when the Chiefs aren't there? Because I don't remember what that was like.
How wild is it that, you know, when Tom Brady retired, he had this big multi-million-dollar announcer job waiting for him, Tony Romo, The list goes on. And now we look at Travis Kelce and his post-career opportunities. Like, there's something special about what Travis Kelce is about to embark upon and how he set himself up, not just with Taylor Swift, but like with his New Heights podcast and the acting that he splashed around in and
garage
he's
beer.
Done so many things. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that there's a book that Patrick Mahomes could write about taking a kingdom. And I would probably title it that way, or some semblance of a kingdom in the title, where if you were drafting a quarterback, how would you want them to take on the entire kingdom of your fan base? And when you look at Patrick Mahomes and ownership in the Royals, ownership in the women's soccer, ownership in the men's soccer, restaurants here, you know, and then his Mahomes, 15 and Mahomes Foundation, and giving away millions of dollars to charities. And like, that's the way you would want, if you had to draw up a Hallmark movie in regards to a person from in the athletic realm taking on a kingdom and doing it the right way, it should be emulated all throughout professional sports. Then you look at Travis Kelce now and you're like, okay, how do you take on post-career life and how do you set yourself up while you're playing so that you can put yourself, even putting aside Taylor Swift and all that will come with that, in the best position possibly to take on your post-football career. And I think he's done it in exceptional fashion. I would like to say that that's part of the leadership of Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Clark Hunt and the Chiefs organization, because these guys are doing it the right way. So if it's the last time we see Travis Kelce on the football field, you know, I don't think there's any regrets outside of just the way it ended in regards to not being in the Super Bowl.
You know, Dana, when you were looking at a guy like Travis Kelce and all that he's accomplished and all that's ahead of him, do athletes like him, do they start weighing like the fact that they're fierce competitors and they love the game with what shape is my body or my brain in? You know, because it is such a physical sport. Do they ever weigh that? Like, hey, I want to be able to walk around a little bit better.
Yeah, I think every athlete is built differently, and not just physically, obviously, but mentally and emotionally and structurally in regards to their family, their life, the people that depend on them financially, et cetera. So I think that question would be answered differently for everyone. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, I will say that guys are definitely more conscious of their bodies and their brains, more so than even when I played in the 90s and 2000s. And ever since that movie with Will Smith came out, Concussion, I think it opened up the eyes of a lot of athletes that, you know, I've always told the story. The best treatment that I ever received of my multiple concussions that I had on the football field and baseball field was smelling salts, Tylenol, and an ice bag. And I went, and there was not one game that I did not go back in and play right after that. So I say that I think these guys are smarter. They understand more. It does help that they have guaranteed contracts, or at least portions of that, where we did not have that. So they can make some decisions more in line with their health and their, you know, lifetime health, as opposed to playing and continuing to play and being tough and showing the organization that you're worthy of that next contract or that next season, and not being labeled soft. That's kind of what our era was, and this era is new. So I think Duke guys do take it all into consideration, but mainly I think guys just recognize, like, what I do during the off season, what I commit to in regards to keeping my body in shape, getting in shape, being the best I could be on the field. I think there's a time, whether it was Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Travis Kelce, whoever, John Elway, all these greats.
The weather pattern across the nation is...
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. I can't pay the price anymore. So it's just it's a different dynamic.
You know, I think Barry's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sanders was that first guy that I saw who made a life choice. Barry walked away arguably at the top of his game. And he said,
yeah,
I've seen too many guys who can barely get out of a chair now. And I think of Earl Campbell and the punishment that Earl did to his body and what we see him like now. And then Barry's like, no, man, I've got enough money. I can live a great life, but I'm going to be able to get around when I'm in my 60s. I'm going to get around when I'm in my 70s. And he made that choice. I want to ask you, because it's been a big story over here, and it's been a big story throughout the state of Missouri. How has the Chiefs, looking at building the new stadium in Kansas, do people over there, are they losing their mind, or are they like, eh, so what? So they're on the other cross. They're on the other side of the border, but they're still close by. Do people over there care, or is it as big a story as what I've seen?
Well, it's been a huge story for sure, and I would say it's probably 80-20 in regards to people who care versus people who don't. You know, there's a lot, as you all know, there's a lot of pride that has been taken in regarding the Chiefs. Now, it's not to slight the Rams or the Cardinals as far as football back in the day, but you guys in St. Louis went through a little bit of a revolving door with professional football.
Yeah.
This is not the case with the Chiefs. Ever since they moved from Dallas, they've been here as the Kansas City Chiefs. And from 1972, when the stadium opened, it's been Arrowhead Stadium. And I get it. Like, there's pride, there's a way you puffed your chest out, there's this fictitious line of state line that divides Missouri and Kansas as you drive down the highway here in Kansas City, and there are actual people that take pride in being on the Missouri side versus being on the Kansas side and holding their head up that they have the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are their property. And to listen to all the talk shows over these past months, you could tell that there's a lot of people and a lot of passion about it. I, personally, as of Thanksgiving night, completed the gambit of every stadium, either playing in or broadcasting from, in the NFL.
Wow.
So I've seen what's happened. I've seen the landscape of the fan bases and the entertainment value of the surrounding mechanisms of stadiums. And when you look at Baltimore and Cincinnati and Dallas, obviously, and, you know, Reliant Stadium, which, you know, Vegas is Vegas, and SoFi, you're seeing the advent of these stadiums that are more entertainment venues that happen to house football. And so I'm privy to a different perspective than a lot of the fans that have lived and died and only gone to Arrowhead Stadium, and generations of season ticket holders. And they, you know, they know the shortcuts into the stadium at Truman Sports Complex, and they got their their parking spots that they get to at 6 in the morning so that they can tailgate. And it's a routine, family days and all of that stuff. So I get it. And I don't, and I'll be talking about this on my Players Only show next week a little bit more, but I get it. I get that whole bond. But my perspective, I've seen the other side of the fence, and I can envision how that complex will be, where you'll have hotels and restaurants and bars and all of that stuff that will make it a 365-day venue as opposed to just a football stadium. So, and then the money. Mm-hmm. Like, I think all the people that recognize or have some kind of feeling one way or the other about the stadium and the move over to Kansas, none of them, and I very rarely say none. I never, you know, extreme situation. I've been in counseling to know that nothing is ever, always, and never.
Yeah.
But I will say very, very few would ever, from a business perspective, turn down what is supposed to be on the table from the state of Kansas if you're the Hunt family. You just wouldn't. Now,
right.
If you're putting feelings and stuff aside, you just would not turn that down. So I think there's a mixed brand, and I just hope that everybody still buys into the Chiefs and still supports the Chiefs team and the Chiefs players in 2031 when that happens.
Well, thank you, Danen Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver. They can still listen. There's still week 18. They can listen right here on KMOX to your broadcast, you and Mitch Holtis.
And we dodged talking about the team.
We absolutely did. It was a brilliant filibuster.
I wish you the very best 2026 with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dana. Yep. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.